An immense crowd, estimated at nearly 100,000 people by local authorities, filled St. Peter's Square to overflowing this Easter Sunday morning for Pope Benedict XVI's Urbi et Orbi blessing and message after Easter Sunday Mass, notwithstanding a steady rain and chilly air.
Cantemus Domino, gloriosus in magnificatus est. Cantiamo al Signore veramente glorioso.
The sufferings of the Pilgrim Church and the sureness of hope in the resurrection were the main focal points of Pope Benedict's message this year.
Con la sua morte e risurrezione, Gesù Cristo ha liberato l'uomo dalla schiavitù radicale.
In Christ's death and resurrection, said Pope Benedict, in the Paschal mystery, the old man yields his place to the new man. The old life is left behind, and a new life can begin. But this spiritual exodus is the beginning of an integral liberation capable of renewing us in every dimension, human, personal, and social. The Pope went on to stress that in our days, too, humanity needs not just a superficial adjustment, but a spiritual and moral conversion. Pope Benedict said, humanity needs the salvation of the gospel.
Ha bisogno della salvezza del Vangelo per uscire da una crisi che è profonda.
Here the Holy Father's reflections turn to specific situations of concern, and he began with the Middle East, praying that there, and especially in the land sanctified by Christ's death and resurrection, peoples might accomplish a true and definitive exodus from war and violence to peace and concord. The Pope went on to address the Christian communities who were experiencing trials and sufferings, especially in Iraq, saying the risen Lord repeats to them the consoling and encouraging words that he addressed to the apostles in the upper room. Peace be with you.
Pace a voi.
The Holy Father also prayed for countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, which are seeing a resurgence of drug-related crime. To them, he said, let Easter signal the victory of peaceful coexistence and respect for the common good. Pope Benedict also addressed the people of Haiti, asking that they might accomplish their own exodus from mourning and from despair to a new hope with the help of the international community. For Chile, the Holy Father prayed that they, supported by their faith, might set about the task of reconstruction with tenacity. Turning to Africa, Pope Benedict particularly entrusted to the Lord the futures of the Democratic Republic of Congo, of Guinea, and Nigeria. He expressed the hope that in the strength of the risen Jesus, all conflict there come to an end.
Nella forza di Gesù risorto, in Africa, si ponga fine ai conflitti che continuano a provocare distruzione e sofferenze.
The Holy Father asked the risen Lord to sustain all Christians who suffer persecution and even death for their faith, and he cited Pakistan as just one example of such a place. The Pope asked God to grant the countries afflicted by terrorism and by social and religious discrimination the strength they need to undertake the work of building dialogue and serene coexistence. The Holy Father prayed that Easter might bring light and strength to the leaders of all nations, so that economic and financial activity may finally be driven by the criteria of truth, justice, and fraternal aid.
La potenza salvifica della risurrezione di Cristo investa tutta l'umanità.
May the saving power of Christ's resurrection fill all of humanity, prayed Pope Benedict, so that it may overcome the multiple tragic expressions of a culture of death which are becoming increasingly widespread, so as to build a future of love and truth in which every human life is respected and welcomed.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, la Pasqua non opera alcuna magia.
Dear brothers and sisters, concluded Pope Benedict, Easter does not work magic. Just as the Israelites found the desert awaiting them on the far side of the Red Sea, so the Church, after the resurrection, always finds history filled with joy and hope, grief and anguish. And yet this history has changed. It is marked by a new and eternal covenant. it is truly open to the future. For this reason, saved by hope, let us continue our pilgrimage, bearing in our hearts the song that is ancient and yet ever new. Let us sing to the Lord. Glorious is his triumph.
Cantiamo al Signore, è veramente glorioso.
After his message, Pope Benedict had greetings for pilgrims in many languages, including English.
May the grace and choice of Jesus Christ be with you all.